Introduction by Judd Apatow.
Dear Judd Apatow, we're thinking about publishing a sequel to You're a Horrible Person, But I Like You. It'd be more or less the same thing as the first book, except with mostly different people and different questions. Are we being redundant? Thanks. The Believer Magazine, San Francisco, California. Dear The Believer, I really don't know how to answer that question. There is a larger issue, which is, why am I writing the intro to this book at all? This is a mistake I keep making, saying yes to things for no apparent reason. I don't know if it is because I get insecure or I need an ego stroke, but I keep finding myself in the same position, stuck with something I don't want to do, but said yes to because someone did a good job kissing my ass. I don't even understand what you want. Am I supposed to write something logical or absurd? I have no idea. I don't even know if this book is for charity or if someone is going to make a shitload of money off it. I kind of always assumed it benefited some charity, but I don't think that is correct. I also have the vague notion that the entire publishing empire that's releasing it is a nonprofit, but I have no proof, and I'm probably wrong about that. Or I'm right. One thing I do know is I get paid very well for my time and money, and I am getting paid $0 to write this, and that makes no sense at all. I can't even remember who asked me to do it. Probably someone who seemed smart and who made me feel like less of a dick joke writing idiot by asking, and I got all excited for all of 5 minutes till I realized it actually required real work. I wouldn't be writing this at all if Paul Rudd wasn't 10 minutes late to our meeting. If he'd been on time, today would have been the day I worked up the nerve to bail on this assignment, so they could go manipulate some other insecure Jewish man into doing it. Why not ask a non-Jew? Why not ask a woman? An African-American? Someone from South America? Aren't people ready for some new flavors of comedy at this point? I know I am. I might move to Nicaragua for a year or two just to come up with a new comedic angle that's not based on my Jewish mother's influence in child-rearing. Maybe if I started a junta, I could write a fresh joke. What is a junta? I need to find out. Where the hell is Paul Rudd? He's always late. He was never late when his career wasn't going well. But ever since I Love You, Man, he could give a fuck about wasting my time. Oh, there he is. Hey, Paul. You look good. I like the beard. Judd.
A Second Attempt at an Introduction by Patton Oswalt.
Dear Patton, so listen, we're doing this book of advice, and we asked Judd Apatow to write the intro, and it didn't really work out. We don't want to get into it, but it has something to do with Paul Rudd's career going well. Anyway, is there a chance you might like to take a crack at it? The introduction, we mean. Thanks in advance. The Believer Magazine, San Francisco, California. Dear The Believer Magazine, wait, so Judd Heavyweight Apatow is too busy to finish his introduction, and so you figured, oh, let's get Patton Basic Cable Day Player Oswalt to pick up the slack? I will bet money you use that exact phrase, because I really like losing money. I mean, how busy can I possibly be, right? Quite too nearly very, as it turns out. So I hope your readers appreciate the projects I've back-burnered so that there can be a full introduction to this book. And as you read this book, think for a moment about the unalphabetized Travis McGee books on my shelf, overflowing trash can in my kitchen, unwatched and thus undeleted episodes of Justified on my DVR, not uneaten rye crisps consumed due to the stress of having to write this. Now I will end this introduction early to make it further appear I am busy just like Judd. See? I'm making it in Hollywood. Patton.
Kristen Shaw. Dear Kristen, are lighthouses still used for what they were meant for, or are they just the nation's decorative knickknacks on our coastlines? Cameron Cousins, Herndon, Virginia. Dear Cameron, I wish they were as useless as giant, beautiful plastic flamingos covered in reflector tape, but unfortunately, their importance has magnified in these modern times. Apart